are getting fresh in the kitchen, but more fresh in the bakery today with Don Bowman, who is the owner of Baker's Delight in Ponsonby. Hi, Don. Thanks for inviting us here.
Hi. Thanks for coming.
We've been learning how to make authentic sourdough bread. I know you've been selling it here at Baker's Delight for a couple of weeks now, and it's going very well.
Yes, it's drawing quite an interest from the people.
And we've learned how to make it today, so I need to say thank you for that. I learned a lot, and I can tell that you've obviously got the baking. Baking's been in your blood, obviously, for a lot, baking bread for a long, long time.
Oh yes, I like to eat and I like to bake. So.
Funnily enough, so do I. That smell, you can't beat it. So tell me, you were saying that you've been in the bakery business since you were a little tot.
Yes, since I was about 5 years old, begging my dad to come to work, and later it became a job.
And so you went off to do another career, but the pull of the family business brought you back.
Oh, definitely. It was quite an attraction. That the business already going, I can get in and take off running without starting on my own. So.
And with the authentic sourdoughs we've been making this morning, you're saying that's one of your favorite breads?
Oh, very much so. With the flavor of it, it's quite unique and something different. So always a new taste is good to have.
And Turkish bread's got a bit of a tick of approval from you as well.
Oh, I love sandwiches on Turkish bread, yes.
Now, the sourdough, you were saying, is a San Franciscan heritage, but you're from Colorado?
Yes, Denver, Colorado.
And what's the famous bread there? Is it more like the sourdough?
We still like San Francisco sourdough, even in Colorado, yes.
Oh, we've learned so much, so thank you very much for showing us through. Some big sellers here at Baker's Delight. What are the top sellers?
White bread, of course, is always going to be a big seller, but more of the artisan breads we tend to be moving towards, the ciabattas, the Turkish. The things that take a little extra care, people like to seek those out and come find us.
I was wondering actually if you could approach, say, the people like the Burger Kings and the McDonald's and actually get them to use your nice wholemeal loaves and as with their burgers. I'm just waiting for one of them to bring wholemeal ones out. That would at least make them a touch healthier.
Oh, sure, it would be, but we're a small volume bakery, so we're not really interested. We can't do the big volumes, so we'll keep supplying the small people.
Well, that's right. We've just had this session with the authentic sourdough this morning, and the batch that we made 20 loaves. So I think that you're perfecting those 20 loaves is a whole lot better than trying to churn out 200.
Yes, very personal. You have to be very passionate about your little creation there. It's quite an art to do it.
And Don, with the if there was people baking bread at home, with our website, people tend to try and tackle their things. They come to Baker's Delight when they, of course, want to buy their own. But if they're going to make their bread at home, what would the top tip for you be?
Basically, I think get on the internet and learn all you can about it first. Find out the science behind it. It's not just mechanical putting together a bunch of pieces. You have to understand why it goes together. The more you can find out, the more you can solve your own problems, and it works.
Good advice. And you start every morning at 1 o'clock.
That's
not 7 days a week. Tell me.
Sometimes for me, yes, but for a normal baker, no, 5 days a week.
Oh, so owning Baker's Delight means you're in here every day.
Sometimes you have to, yes.
And home for a little nana nap in the afternoon. And who prepares the evening meal? Please tell me it's not you, your little whiz.
No, I let the lady of the house do that.
And does that meal include bread?
Always.
Baker's Delight, I'm sure.
Of course.
Thank you, Don, for sharing this time with us this morning.
Thank you. You're welcome.